哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and verse 10. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
再看第八节。
Look at verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
这个第八节在提到我们现在信仰生活的困难。
Verse 8 mentions the difficulties and challenges we meet in our spiritual life.
就是有很多的理学，还有虚空的妄言。
There is a lot of philosophy and empty deceit in this world.
那接下去就解释，它是人间的遗传跟世上的小学。
The verse explains further that this comes from the traditions of men according to the basic principles of the world.
所以如果我们想要追求信仰，
So if we are pursuing for faith today,
我们发现太多的信仰摆在我们面前，让我们来选择。
There are many ways of belief that is in front of us that we can choose.
我是要选择佛教呢？
Do we select Buddhism?
回教呢？
There is a Muslim?
或者中国传统的民间宗教呢？
Or the traditional pagan worship?
或者其他什么样的信仰呢？
Of Asian societies or any other major religions?
我们真的是五花八门，很难选择。
There are many systems of faith that is in this world that we can choose from.
那但是这些信仰会吸引人，一定有它的道理在里面。
And for these religions to attract people, there must be some sort of philosophy.
但是它的道理是人的道理。
But in all philosophies, what is their common ground is they come from principles of human thought.
那是甚至有的是魔鬼的道理。
In fact, some of them stem from the doctrine of Satan.
所以这里说，我们如果照这样去做，他就把我们掳走了，抓走了。
And so if we are to follow these type of religions, we may be cheated.
但是在基督里面的信仰是非常不一样。
But the faith that we find in Jesus Christ is very different.
为什么？
Why?
第九节。
Verse 9 says,
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在基督里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
神的奥秘就是基督啊。
The mystery of God is Christ.
如果真的要拜神，
If we really want to worship God,
只有一个宗教是对的。
There is only one religion that is true.
就是以主耶稣基督为我们的救主的宗教。
It is a religion that has Jesus Christ as a savior and central character of the religion.
因为他是神具体成为人的表现。
Because Christ embodies the fullness of the Godhead.
那这里说是神本性丰盛的本性住在耶稣里面。
And the fullness of the Godhead is complete in him, dwelling in him.
所以主耶稣用人来看是一个很简单的人。
Although man may view that Lord Jesus Christ as an ordinary human being.
因为他什么都没有，没有一个人比这个更简单。
Because he was a very simple, ordinary person. He was so simple, there's nothing else could be compared to him.
那比起主耶稣，我们现在太复杂了。
Compared to Lord Jesus, today we are too complicated.
但是如果我们再深入了解主耶稣，
But if we come to study Lord Jesus Christ further,
他里面的想法是神的想法。
The way that he thinks is the philosophy of God.
他的个性是神本性的显现。
And his personality is the full embodiment of God-like nature.
所以他是一个我们一生没有办法完全了解的人。
He is someone that is of deep mystery that we may never understand in this life.
耶稣的存在是奥秘。
And so the existence of Lord Jesus Christ is itself a mystery.
但是下面他就给我们一个应许。
And verse 10 gives us a promise relating to this.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
这个你就是你跟我，我们大家。
And this you refers to you and me today.
那在他里面，这个他就是主耶稣里面。
And in him, that him refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们要得到丰盛。
And how can we be complete?
就是神的本性完完全全的住在我们里面。
It is to have the God-like nature fully living within us.
这个就是神给我们极宝贵的应许。
And this is an exceedingly great promise of God.
就是我们信仰追求到最后会跟主耶稣一样，神的本性要住在他里面。
As we continue to pursue after Christ, we will eventually have the fullness of the Christ-like nature living within us.
那我们现在就来看啊，为什么神的本性住在耶稣里面。
So let us study how can the God-like nature be in Christ.
那神应许我们让他我们在他里面得了丰盛是要怎么来成就的。
And the promise that we can be complete in him as well, how is this accomplished?
那我们就回到以赛亚书十一章来看。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 11 to see.
以赛亚书啊，这是我们最近啊教会读经的进度。
Isaiah is the weekly progress reading for our Bible studies.
这个以赛亚书本身就证明啊，圣经是很奇妙的一本书。
The book of Isaiah itself actually confirms that the Bible is actually a very prophetic book.
以赛亚书是在公元前大约800年前写的。
It was written around 800 BC.
在那个时候，神已经感动以赛亚，把主耶稣要出生的全部都写下来。
And during that time, God had already inspired Isaiah to write down all the things, the prophecies concerning Christ, the Messiah who is to come.
所以它里面的预言第七章必有童女怀孕生子。
So within the book of Isaiah, there are prophecies concerning Christ, one of which says that he will be born of a virgin.
你要给他起名叫以马内利。
And you should call his name Emmanuel.
童女怀孕生子就是主耶稣来世界。
Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and was born of a virgin.
这是神跟人同在的开始。
And this is the beginning of the relationship between God and man.
到了第九章。
And chapter 9.
说有一个婴孩为我们而生。
That there will be a child that will be born unto us.
有一个婴孩为全世界上人而生。
And this child is born to the whole humanity.
然后他有四个身份。
And he will have four status.
他是奇妙的策士。
He is a wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
He is a mighty God.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting father.
他是和平的君。
He is a prince of peace.
那在历史里面，我们仔细去对照一个人能够符合这四个头衔的，只有一个，就是主耶稣。
And looking at all the historical characters, there is only one man that can fulfill these four titles.
所以以赛亚书是旧约的福音书。
And that is Jesus Christ. And so Isaiah is also called the Gospel Book of the Old Testament.
虽然在以赛亚的世代，人民的道德非常的沉沦，拜偶像。
And even though during the time of Isaiah's contemporaries, everyone was living a very corrupt and decadent life.
所以神借着以赛亚告诉他们，神的审判将要临到。
And that is why God chose Prophet Isaiah to warn the wickedness of generation that God's judgment is at hand.
但是神也借着以赛亚告诉他们啊，神的怜悯、神的慈悲将要临到。
But also God reminded them through Prophet Isaiah that the mercy and compassionate plan of God should come upon them.
那里面有很多救主的预言。
And that is why there are so many prophecies contained within the scriptures for Isaiah about Christ.
有很多预言，弥赛亚的国度要实现。
It talks about the fruition of the kingdom of Christ.
那在以赛亚书十一章里面
，And so within the book of Isaiah,
从第一节一直到第九节
，verse 1 to 9，
这是我们早上要查考的圣经。
This is what we would like to study.
以赛亚书十一章的第一节到第九节谈到两件事情。
From Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 to 9, there are two things it speaks about.
神怎么让他的本性在我们身上得以完全。
How God is able to fulfill the full embodiment of the Godhead within him.
好，我们先来看以赛亚书11章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
这个地方说耶西的本要发一条，他的根要生的枝子必结果实，这是一个预言。
And here it is a prophecy that there shall be a rod from the stem of Jesse, a branch growing out of the roots.
这个预言就是主耶稣他是大卫的后代他要出来。
And so this prophesies about Lord Jesus Christ. He is the descendant of King David. He shall come into this world.
然后第二节开始在描写神的灵必要在他身上。
Verse 2 further describes that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Jesus.
所以主耶稣在世界上有丰盛神的本性啊，一个很重要的原因就是神的灵啊要住在他身上。
And the reason why Lord Jesus was able to manifest the fullness of the Godhead is because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
那今天我们在真教会里面一个很宝贵的特色就是啊，神的灵要浇灌在我们身上。
And a very precious gift that we have in True Jesus Church today is that the Spirit of God Himself, Holy Spirit, shall dwell within us.
那这个灵就是啊，充满在主耶稣身上的灵。
And this Holy Spirit is the same Spirit that is filled within Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
那圣灵怎么在主耶稣身上工作，也要今天要在我们身上工作。
And how the Holy Spirit worked within Lord Jesus Christ shall also today work within us.
那这里至少他有提到啊。六样这个神的灵的特色。
And here it describes at least six characteristics of the work of the Spirit of God.
好，我们先来看啊，以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
好，这个地方说哦，就是使人有智慧跟聪明的灵。
This is the Spirit that gives us wisdom and understanding.
圣灵是让人有智慧，而且让人有聪明。
So Holy Spirit shall give us wisdom and understanding.
那这个智慧不是地面上的智慧。
This wisdom is not a worldly wisdom.
这个智慧是认识神的智慧。
This wisdom is a spiritual wisdom of understanding about God.
所以圣灵会带领我们啊，认识我们人世间最重要的啊一个产业。
So the Holy Spirit shall lead us to understand the most important inheritance that we can find.
这个产业就是天上的神。
And this inheritance is God Himself from heaven.
所以我们有很多的慕道朋友啊，他们来教会啊查考道理。
Many true seeker friends who have come to join us in services.
让他们觉得很难信，为什么？因为神看不见。
And it is difficult for them to believe. Why? Because they cannot see.God.
但是等他们得到圣灵
But after they receive the Holy Spirit,
差不多这个信仰马上改变
And they will quickly adapt to this faith.
所以得圣灵是一个关键
And so receiving the Holy Spirit is a key turning point in their faith.
因为这个圣灵是智慧跟聪明的灵
Because once they receive the Holy Spirit, it is a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
所以圣经说人的灵可以了解人的事情
And so the Bible speaks that a man's spirit will understand man's things.
只有神的灵可以了解神的事情。
But only God's spirit can understand, discern God's things.
有的人圣经读了好几遍。
Some people have read the Bible many times.
但是他不是基督徒。
But he is not a Christian.
那为什么不会变成基督徒
？Why is it that he cannot become a Christian?
因为他把它当文学的著作在描在读。
Because they treat the Bible as any other literature.
每一个字都懂。
Every word they understand.
每一句话都懂。
Every phrase they understand.
但是里面讲比较深的意思讲什么他不懂。
Yet they are unable to discern the deeper meanings contained within.
说文学上非常的美。
And though they may be very accomplished scholarly and academic wise.
但是更宝贵隐藏在里面那个救恩看不出来。
But the precious teachings of the gospel of salvation is hidden from their eyes.
但有一天得到圣灵。
But one day when they receive the Holy Spirit,
我们在读圣经就发现非常有趣。
They will start to recognize how interesting the Bible is.
因为圣灵开导我们认识神。
Because the Holy Spirit will open our eyes to understand God from Scripture.
忽然间我们就知道人世间的至宝就是天上的神。
All of a sudden we'll realize that the most important precious possession in this whole world is God Himself.
他是人生的本。
He is the root of all mankind.
好像我们在 GPS 定位的那最后一点。
He is the ultimate destination on the GPS.
所以这个圣灵啊，真的很宝贵。
And so Holy Spirit is that guide is so precious.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of Him.
这个地方保罗为以弗所教会的信徒祷告。
Here Paul was praying for the believers at Ephesus.
说求神将世人智慧跟启示的灵赏赐给他们。
That may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ grant you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of Him.
所以这个圣灵叫做智慧跟启示的灵。
And this Holy Spirit is also called the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因此，以赛亚书十一章里面讲智慧跟聪明的灵。
And in the book of Isaiah, it talks about the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
那个聪明，那个 understanding 从哪里来？就是从神的启示来。
And that understanding comes only by the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那启示是什么？
And what does it mean to have revelation?
启示就是你在看，真的看不懂。
Revelation goes like this. If you're reading a scripture and you don't understand
it, 那神从上头借着他的灵打开你的心，你就看得懂。
But then God will use His Spirit from high above to open your eyes so you can understand, be enlightened.
所以这个叫做聪明的灵，也叫做启示的灵。
That is why it's called the Spirit of Wisdom and also the Spirit of Revelation.
那这个智慧跟启示要让我们真知道神。
And the purpose of wisdom and revelation is to truly know God.
真知道主耶稣。
And to truly know about Jesus Christ.
那接下去就提到，如果我们真的认识神，我们就认识三点。
And furthermore, it states here that if we understand who God is, then we'll understand further three things.
这里说，他在圣徒中的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
十八节最后。
And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
我们每一个人啊很多理想都在地面上。
Many of our hopes and dreams are laid in this world.
因为我们知道地上的好。
Because we know what wonderful riches lie in this world.
但是如果神让我们了解天上的好。
But today, if God can show us how wonderful it is in heaven.
神要给我们的产业有何等的荣耀，这地上没有办法比较的。
And how the inheritance in heaven is glorious beyond compare to anything in this world.
我们整个心就被他吸引。
Then our whole heart will be attracted to him.
人生的目标会改变。
Then the goal in this life will change.
价值观会改变。
And our value system will be transformed.
所以保罗深深认识主耶稣。
And so Paul deeply understood who Lord Jesus Christ is.
他看世界如粪土。
And because of that, he was able to regard all things in this world as rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It is not because this world has no value.
是神给我们的基业是何等的荣耀。
It is that the inheritance in heaven is so far surpassing.
一比较起来，他发现天国太好了。
That with comparison, heaven is far superior. Everything else pales in comparison.
整个人生的目标改变。
And that is why Paul's goal in life completely changed.
我们再看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
十八节。
Verse 18.
照明心中眼睛，让你们知道他的恩照有何等的指望。
And the eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
所以我们有两个眼睛。
So we have two sets of eyes.
一个是肉眼。
One is our physical eyes.
看到物质世界。
It only sees the physical world.
另外一个是灵眼。
We also have a set of spiritual eyes.
看到属灵的世界。
We can see the spiritual realm.
那这里就眼睛开了，我们能够看到神照我们何等的指望。
It says here, the eyes of your understanding being lightened that you may know the hope of his calling.
为什么很多人到年纪大都会信耶稣？
Why is it that many elderly people, as they age, will come to believe in Jesus Christ?
因为你如果看远一点。
Because as they see further,
人生原来是无路可走了。
They'll see that there is no road left in this life.
你有多大的成就，多大的能力。
No matter how great of status and accomplishments they've gained in this life.
有一个更大的力量在等着。
But there is something greater, more powerful awaiting them.
每一个人都投降。
That everyone will then surrender before this presence.
这个叫做死。
And this presence is called death.
人还有什么盼望？
There is nothing that man can do.
但是有一天圣灵开我们的心。
But one day when Holy Spirit opens up our spiritual eyes,
我们透过了主耶稣。
And through Jesus Christ,
看到了活泼的盼望。
We can see that lively hope of his calling.
那是不会朽坏，不会玷污，不会衰残的。
That incorruptible, untainable, glorious riches of heaven.
忽然间我们人生充满着盼望。
And all of a sudden, our life is filled with hope.
所以我们看过慕道朋友得了绝症，真的是忧伤，没有希望。
And so sometimes when people have come, true seekers with no hope in this life and depressed,
但是来教会得圣灵。
But when they come to our church, receive the Holy Spirit.
在主耶稣里面，他看到天国的盼望。
All of a sudden, they can now see heaven through the eyes of Jesus Christ.
接受洗礼。
They can receive the baptism.
虽然肉体的情况没有好转。
And though their flesh continues to decay.
在从那一天开始。
But from that day forward.
充满着平安跟喜乐。
They have new hope and new peace in their lives.And why is this?
因为他已经从人生的绝望进到活泼的盼望。
Because they have gone from a hopeless state into a hopeful living life.
所以圣灵在我们心里面打开里面的眼睛。
And so when the Holy Spirit opens up our inner eyes,
使我们的肉体活在物质界，但是我们的心活在灵界里面。
So that though our body may live in the physical realm, but our spirit is now living in a spiritual realm.
我们再看第十节、十八节最后一句。
Let's look at verse 18, the last sentence.
他在圣徒中有何等丰盛的荣耀？十九节。
What are the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints? Verse 19, and what is exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?
这里说他在信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe?
我们常常想哦，神迹最大的是什么？
A lot of times we think, what is the greatest miracle that could happen?
神迹最大的就是能够把最厉害的解决，那个叫做神迹最大。
And to have the greatest miracle is to do something that is very impossible to do.
那最厉害的是什么？
And so what is the greatest miracle ever?
是死。
It is death.
所以最大的神迹就是死人复活。
And so the greatest miracle is overcoming death by raising someone from dead to life.
好像拉撒路从死里复活。
Like Jesus bringing Lazarus back to life from death.
但是这里说圣灵让我们看到神何等浩大的能力显在耶稣基督的身上。
But here it states that the Holy Spirit is able to open our eyes so we can recognize the exceeding greatness of power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power.
不但死里复活，而且肉体变成灵体。
So not only are we able to be raised from dead, but our body will be transformed to a spiritual body.
会朽坏的变成不朽坏。
From a corruptible body to an incorruptible body.
羞辱的变成荣耀的。
From a shameful body to a glorious body.
这个是神何等大的能力。
And this is the great mighty power of God working in us.
因此圣灵给我们的智慧跟聪明，让我们认识在主耶稣里面的至宝。
And that is how the Holy Spirit works in us so that we can recognize the exceeding power, preciousness of Christ through His Spirit of power and revelation wisdom.
他给我们的盼望。
He gave us hope.
他给我们的基业。
He has given us this rich inheritance.
他将来要改变我们。
And He will transform us.
我们再回来看以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
下面说谋略跟能力的灵。
谋略。
中间。第二节。
Spirit of counsel and might.
Yeah. 这个两个不能分开啊。
And this cannot be differentiated.
主耶稣是奇妙的测试。
We know that Jesus Christ is a wonderful counselor.
我们有问题都要去请教一些参谋或者说辅导员。
A lot of times when we have questions, we don't know what to do, we'll ask a counselor.
到底我的问题怎么解决？
We will ask a counselor for advice.
要解决问题需要有两个很重要的因素。
Find a solution to any problem, we need to have two criteria.
第一个要能够找出答案。
To find a solution to a problem.
第二个。
Secondly.
需要有能力来达到那个目标。
We have to have the power to be able to execute the solution.
所以有时候我们在看这个世界上的辅导学它也可以帮助我们了解问题在哪里。
And so the counseling in this world can sometimes help us understand the problem itself.
但是问题在哪里？
And to understand the issues.
我们了解自己本身的问题，但是我们没有办法改变自己。
But even though we may understand these issues and discern them, we are unable and helpless to overcome these problems.
所以传道书里面所罗门说。
And so in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, King Solomon says.
他说知识的有限。
That wisdom is limited.
弯曲的不能够变直。
Because what is crooked cannot be made straight.
缺少的不能变成竹树。
What is lacking cannot be fulfilled.
一个知识越高的人，他的婚姻越圆满吗？
Does it mean a person who has more academic scholarship has a better marriage?
全美国华人离婚率最高在哪里？
where is the highest rate of divorce among the Asians today?
在圣何西。
It is in San Jose.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为丈夫太太都受高等教育。
Because both husband and wife have received high academic education.
知识很高，能力很强。
They are very strong academically and knowledge-wise.
但是离婚率最高。
But their divorce rate is the highest.
为什么？
Why?
因为人的知识并没有办法达到人想要达到的理想。
Because man's knowledge cannot help them to achieve their ideals.
好，那这里讲谋略跟能力。
Here it says counsel and might.
圣经里面神对我们的问题都有答案。
In every question of human life, we can find the answer within the scriptures.
而且神有那个能力可以帮助我们达到那个目标。
And God has that power to be able to help us accomplish the solution.
我们举几个例子。
For example,
一个少年的财主。
There was a rich young ruler.
他问主耶稣。
He asked Lord Jesus this question.
我要怎么才可以得永生？
What can I do to gain eternal life?
主耶稣给他两条路。
Lord Jesus gave him
两个条件。
Two requirements.
第一个条件。
Firstly,
诫命你是晓得的。
You have to keep the commandments which you already know.
这个少年人说我从小就遵守了。
And so this rich young man said, I have kept the commandments since I was young.
但所以这个他没有问题。
And so he had no problem meeting this first set of criteria.
他讲那个诫命就是十条诫命。
And that commandments Lord Jesus was referring to is the Ten Commandments.
但是现在有很多人特别到我们教会来说最难信耶稣的是十诫。
And there are many people who come to our church today and says that it's very difficult today to keep the Ten Commandments that blocks them from believing Christ.
因为那标准太高。
Because that standard is too high.
这个少年人就做到了。
But this young man was able to do it.
那第二个。
And second criteria.
变卖所有分给穷人。
Lord Jesus said to him, you must sell all your possessions and give it to the poor.
当然你就有财宝在天上。
And then you'll have riches in heaven.
那个少年财宝，少年财主就离开了。
And then that rich young ruler went away sad.
很简单的，主耶稣给他的辅导，他做不到。
And so the counseling provided by Lord Jesus was not something he could execute.
所以他就走了。
And so he went away sad.
那彼得就问主耶稣啊。
And Peter asked Lord Jesus.
那这样谁能得救？
Then who can be saved?
你的标准这么高，那谁能得救？
If the standard is set so high, then who can accomplish that?
主耶稣说。
And Lord Jesus answered.
在人不能。
What is impossible with man?
在神凡事都能。
Is possible with God.
所以一个人如果愿意依靠神。
And so if today a man is willing to rely on the power of God.
神引导我们的道路一定有神的能力在帮助我们。
If the path that God has led us to trot upon, he will surely provide us power.
因为在神无所不能。
Because in God nothing is impossible.
所以我们看彼得后来他在跟耶稣。
And so later on when Peter was following Lord Jesus.
他第一次否定耶稣三次。
First time of his test, he denied Jesus three times.
这个证明在人不能。
We know then that in humans it is impossible.
但是他最后为主耶稣殉道。
But later on, how is he able to die for Christ?
因为他为神被圣灵充满。
Because he was later filled with the Holy Spirit.
被神的能力充满。
He was filled with the power of Christ.
这个叫做在神凡事都能。
And this means that he is able to do all impossible things through Christ.
所以当我们祷告被圣灵充满。
So when today we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
神会让我们明白他对我们的问题他有什么答案。
He will let us comprehend the solution to any of our problems.
你会想到一节圣经节会想到一个神的感动。
He may inspire you and reveal to you certain verses in the Bible or certain answers.
然后神会借着圣灵给我们能力来达到他要我们去这个目标。
And God shall give us strength through the Holy Spirit so that we have the power to accomplish and walk out his will.
我们在教会里面有听过见证。
We have heard many testimonies in this church.
这个先生有外遇。
For example, a husband who has a affair.
然后已经搬出去了。
And he has moved out.
外遇的对象是比他太太更年轻。
And he had an affair with someone who's a younger woman.
那这样还有希望吗？
Was there any hope for his wife?
大概就没有希望了。
And in the worldly standards today, there's probably no more hope.
但这个太太很有信心。
But this wife had a lot of faith.
天天祷告。
Every day she prayed.
禁食祷告。
She fasted.
真的很奇妙发生了。
And something miraculous happened.
后来他先生就跟那个女人切断关系，又回来了。
And God made it so this husband ended the affair and he returned home.
啊，那变成婚姻非常的圆满。
And their marriage has now been healed by God.
不但这样，他后来来受洗归入我们教会。
And not only this, but this husband later on became our member by being baptized and believing in Jesus Christ.
变成非常敬虔的一个信徒。
And so he became a very devout member in our church.
这个双重改变不是人做得到的。
And this double transformation is not something achievable by humans.
婚姻圆满，再加上信耶。
A harmony in marriage could only be accomplished through belief in Christ.
这个就证明神给我们的灵不只是给我们一个谋略，神也给我们能力来达到他给我们谋略的目标。
And so the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not only gives us the proper counseling, but also the strength to accomplish it.
好，我们再回来看。
Let's turn back to
以赛亚书十一章
Isaiah 11.
啊，第二节的最后一句。
Verse 2, the ending.
啊，知识跟敬畏神的灵。
A spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
啊，如果圣灵只给我们知识。
Now today, if Holy Spirit only provides us with knowledge.
哦，我们因为圣灵开启，我们懂得很多圣经的道理。
We may understand and discern the deep truth of the Bible.
但是圣经说，知识叫人自高自大。
But the Bible says the knowledge puffs up and makes us prideful.
啊，到最后变成让一个人骄傲。
And that makes us arrogant.
但是圣灵在开启我们认识神。
But when the Spirit of God opens our minds to understand God,
那我们越认识神，我们越发现自己的渺小。
The more we know who God is, the more smaller we become.
我们越认识神，越发现神的伟大。
The greater God becomes in our lives, and the smaller we become.
那当我们对自己越来越认识，对神越来越认识。
And the more we understand ourselves, and the more that we know this Almighty God,
我们对神越来越敬畏，我们越来越谦卑。
We'll gain more and more fear toward God, and we'll have more and more humility.
这个叫做知识跟敬畏神的灵。
And so this is called the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
所以今天我们从神得到这个圣灵啊，不只是说很简单，就是啊进天国的凭据。
And so the Holy Spirit is not simply the guarantee of inheritance in heaven.
如果我们只是这样了解
，If we only think that this is the only function of the Holy Spirit in our lives today,
那我们得圣灵就觉得我已经有凭据了，我为什么要努力祷告
？Then we will think, well, then what is the purpose of praying so hard? Because the Holy Spirit has already gained us entrance.Into heaven.
当我们得圣灵
After we have received the Holy Spirit,
不断的祷告被圣灵充满
We need to pursue to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis.
圣灵会让我们知识跟智慧增加
Because the Holy Spirit shall increase our knowledge and our understanding of God.
圣灵会让我们生活有谋略有能力
The Holy Spirit shall give us counsel and might in this life.
圣灵会让我们有属灵的知识而且对神更敬畏
He'll give us spiritual knowledge and more fear of the Lord.
所以我们今天得到圣灵是从神得到极大的宝贝。
So the Holy Spirit we have received from God today is so exceedingly precious.
好，那我们再来看，回来看以赛亚书的十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章的第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，一直到第九节经文
To verse 9, the wolf should also dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and lion shall eat straw like the ox, the nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
第六节说豺狼与绵羊同居
Verse 6 says the wolf shall dwell with the lamb
这是不可能的豺狼跟绵羊在一起就被吃掉了
How is this possible? If the wolf is with the lamb will be eaten
然后豹与山羊同卧这也不可能的山羊会被吃掉的
The leopard lies down with the young goat shall be eaten
达尔文进化论告诉我们物竞天择
The Darwin theory says that there is constant evolution and a theory of selection.
你比较强的就可以生存，比较弱的就被吃掉。
And those who are stronger shall survive, and the weaker shall be eliminated.
又有句话说，弱肉强食，一个比较弱的就是比较强的吞食的对象。
And those who are weaker shall be shall be eaten, preyed upon by the stronger ones.
所以在这个社会里面非常现实。
And so in this society is very real.
有能力生存，没有能力被淘汰。
That if you're not good enough, you'll be cast aside.
有能力被崇拜，没有能力被看轻。
And if you are strong, then you shall be elevated. But if you don't have any strength, you shall be lowered and based.
有能力的骄傲，没有能力的自卑。
And those who have strength shall become arrogant. Those who are lowly shall become despised.
这是世界的现象。
This is the ways of this world.
但是当我们进到神的国度里面，
But when we enter into the kingdom of Christ,
我们发现不是这样子。
And this is different.
豺狼可以跟绵羊同居。
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb.
当然，豺狼跟绵羊个性不一样。
The wolf and lamb have very different personalities.
但是他们竟然可以同居。
But yet they are able to dwell together in harmony.
为什么？
Why?
因为个性改变了。
Because their personality has been changed.
所以在教会里面，在神的国度里面，一个最理想的情况就是一片和睦跟和平。
And so the ideal life in this church, the kingdom of God should be harmony and joy.
不管我们在社会上有能力没有能力，有成就没有成就，有聪明没有聪明。
Whether we are smart or not so wise in this world, or successful or not, when we come into this church, it is all the same.
今天在主耶稣里面，他接纳我们每一个人。
Because in Christ, we are all the same. He receives all of us, whether we are weak or strong.
我们在神的国度里面，到最后都可以和睦相处。
In the kingdom of Christ, we shall all be able to dwell together in unity and harmony.
这是极大的理想。
This is a great ideal.
所以以前的天下太平。
And so in the past, people longed for this world peace.
要在世界，要在教会里面实现。
And they like to see this come to fruition in the church.
这是我们努力的目标。
And this is an ideal that we want to pursue after.
那要怎么能够实现呢？
And so how do we have the fruition of the kingdom of God in this church?
我们先看以赛亚书12章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 12.
第九节，请读。
Verse 9.Chapter 11, verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
这个第九节提到原因呢，因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，好像海洋一样。
And the reason that we're able to obtain such harmony in the church is because the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
我们在社会生存久了。
We may have survived this society for a long time.
我们知道要怎么在社会上才能够站立得稳。
We know what to do to be able to stand firm in this world.
但是我们可能完全不认识神。
But we may be oblivious to the knowledge of God.
那现在我们在教会里面。
But today we are in a church.
我们开始对神有认识。
As we come to know God more and more.
当我们开始对神有认识，
As we gain an understanding of him,
我们就站在一面镜子面前看自己。
It's as if we're standing in front of a mirror looking at ourselves.
所以对神认识越清楚，我们看自己越清楚。
The more we come to know who God is, the more clearly we can see our appearance in the mirror.
神是绝对的标准。
And God has an absolute standard.
跟神的本性一样，就是对。
And whatever is matches the divine character of God is good.
跟神本性不同的就是罪。
Anything that is different from his divine character is sin.
非常清楚。
It is very clearly defined.
他是绝对的。
God is absolute.
所以当我们来到神的面前。
And so when we come to the presence of God,
我们认识他。
When we come to know who he is,
才知道神是公义的。
Then we know that God is a God of justice.
而且神也是慈爱的。
But God is also a God of love.
他接纳我们每一个人。
He receives all of us, no matter who we are.
神也期待我们接纳每一个人。
And God expects us to receive everyone just like ourselves.
凡是神所能够接纳的，我们都应该接纳。
Everyone that God receives, we should also receive with open arms.
这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
所以主耶稣说。
And so Lord Jesus says,
要爱你的仇敌。
To love your enemies.
为逼迫你的祷告。
To pray for those who persecute you.
接下去他说。
And later he says.
要完全像你的天父一样完全。
And to be perfect therefore, like your heavenly father is perfect.
这怎么有可能爱仇敌？
How are we able to love our enemies?
主耶稣做到了。
Lord Jesus was able to accomplish it.
十字架就是爱仇敌的表现。
The cross was his manifestation of love for his enemies.
有时候我们就发现，耶稣是神了。
But we can say, well, Lord Jesus is God himself. He can do it. We can't.
那我们就看斯蒂凡。
And we look at Stephen.
斯蒂凡是人啊。
Stephen was an ordinary human being.
但是他也能够爱仇敌。
But he could also love his enemies.
因为他被神的爱充满。
Because he was filled with the love of God.
所以他能够求神赦免那丢他石头的人。
And so he was able to pray to God to forgive those who were casting stones to kill him.
那如果每一个人都被神的爱充满。
And if every one of us can be filled with the divine love from above.
啊，像主耶稣。
And to be like Christ,
像斯提凡,
to be like Stephen,
那我们就知道教会是彼此互相的接纳。
Now we'll recognize that this church is a place that everyone could feel comfortable and accepted.
接纳彼此的缺点。
And everyone can receive one another's weakness.
接纳彼此的软弱。
We can forbear with the failings of one another.
彼此互相代祷。
And we can pray for one another.
那在爱中来建立自己。
And building up each other in Christ, bearing one another's burdens.
那这样我们认识神越来越多，我们一直在改变自己。
As we continue to know God more and more, we continue to adjust and change ourselves.
我们发现平安就在教会。
Then we will find peace in this church.
所以神怎么让我们跟他的性情有份呢？
So how can we gain the divine character of God?
第一个就是用他的灵浇灌我们。
Number one is to be filled with His Spirit.
第二个。
Secondly,
就是让我们在他的话语里面啊来了解认识他。
Is to understand who he is through his scripture.
那用认识神的知识来改变我们自己。
And using our understanding of God to then apply to ourselves and correct ourselves.
我们看十二章啊，十一章第十节。
Let's look at Isaiah 11 verse 10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious.
这里说耶西的根立作万民的大旗。
Says that in that day there will be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people.
耶西的根就是主耶稣啊。
The root of Jesse is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他要做万民的大旗。
He shall be a banner to the people.
外邦人要寻求他。
And the Gentiles shall seek him.
他安息之所大有荣耀。
And his resting place shall be glorious.
神要在他的安息所得到荣耀。
And his resting place, God will receive glory from us.
我们来唱诗。
And let's sing him.
514.
Sing him 514.
请坐。
Please be seated.
圣经说，教会要成为万国祷告的殿。
The Bible says that his house should be called the House of Prayer for all nations.
当然我们来教会信徒之间有美好的团契。
And so this church, when we come to here, we can enjoy good fellowship.
让我们教会要像一个家庭。
Because our church shall become like a great big family.
但是教会也是我们跟神团契的地方。
But church is also a place we have fellowship with God himself.
就是通过我们的崇拜，还有通过我们个人的祷告。
It is through our worship and also our personal prayers to God.
因此我们教会要常常充满着祷告的声音。
So we can enjoy this fellowship with God. So this church should be always filled with the sound of prayer.
特别是在会堂里面。
Especially in a chapel.
那我们教会的执事会有定一个十点十五到十点五十的祷告会。
And our council has designated a time of prayer from 10:15 to 10:45 every Saturday morning.
这是鼓励我们参加。
And this is to encourage all of us to attend.
但是有一些人为了一些理由，他没有办法来参加。
So some people are unable to attend for some reason.
我们教会还有从一点到一点半有另外一个祷告会。
We also have another prayer session from 1 to 1:30 on Saturdays.
所以我们也勉励没有办法参加早祷会的，能够来参加中午的祷告。
And so we encourage those who are unable to attend the morning prayer to attend the noontime prayer.
那祷告多了，我们发现圣灵充满了，我们自己会知道我们在改变。
And the more we pray, the more we fill the Holy Spirit, we'll see a transformation within.
我们的家人也会知道我们在改变。
Then our family members will see the transformation within us.
那这个改变是越来越好的。
And this transformation shall be for the better.
那神就越来越得荣耀。
And more God's name will be praised and glorified.
要在祷告的殿过祈祷的生活，这是神给我们的机会，也给我们恩典。
And so to be able to live a life of prayer in a house of prayer is an opportunity and also a blessing for us.
我们最后要来祷告，祈求圣灵，圣灵的充满。
And we will now pray for Holy Spirit and a fullness of the Holy Spirit.
啊，如果你要求圣灵接受安守啊，请我们到前面来。
Anyone looking to receive laying hands, please come forward.
好，我们一起来祷告。
And let's come together to pray.